There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live on Dubai 103.8. Tim and NLT with you here. And we're going to be talking now about the UAE Open Laboratory. It's a platform for scientific laboratories. It's a new initiative launched here in the UAE. It gives local researchers and scientists access to world-class laboratory equipment and outstanding infrastructure. The UAE platform for scientific laboratories will also link all major research institutions in the country. So its activities will be aimed at reducing the cost of research activities by 30%. Joining us on the line to discuss this fantastic initiative is Her Excellency Sara Al-Amiri. She's a Minister of State for Advanced Scientists. First of all, thanks for joining us, Sara.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is fantastic news, particularly for people in the scientific field. Just tell us a little bit about the platform. Talk us through the UAE Open Labs, please.
So the UAE Open Labs is our first step in removing silos around advanced sciences and around research, and more specifically around using equipment and devices that are of high precision and high cost across different institutions in the UAE, so that a researcher doesn't have to stop his area of research because the university or the research institution doesn't carry the necessary device they require to fulfill their scientific findings and their scientific discovery process. And we took this as an initial initiative with six different institutions here in the UAE who are more than happy to put their devices online and to also collaborate with various researchers around the UAE so that they can better utilize those valuable resources.
So it offers access to people and institutions, but you mentioned, Your Excellency, partner institutions. Can I ask who the partners are?
So the partners are across different fields and across different sectors, and they've also put the devices on that tackle various areas of sciences that are important for the UAE's development. We have from the government of Dubai, Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center, who has put some space-related equipment on the system. We also have the International Center for Biosaline Research, or ICBA, that does research in the fields of agriculture, but agriculture using saline water. And they've also offered up pieces of land along with some equipment for people to do research in agriculture. We also have a Department of Energy out of Abu Dhabi government who have some devices on both water and also on electricity and on solar energy research that could be conducted there. We also have some of our largest universities on board. We've got the United Arab Emirates University, we've got Khalifa University, the American University of Sharjah.
And just to give this context to people, it's kind of like the scientific version of an artist's collective or workshop or a Google Hub that people can go in and work together. So you expect lots of collaboration. So it's a really exciting time for people working in the science field. When do you think this will be implemented and available for people to come together and use it?
So the database is currently online on lab.sc.gov.ae, and you can access directly all the devices that exist there. The next step is when people start basically going across different institutions to start doing their research there, and that's when they're going to come into contact with lab managers, with other researchers who utilize those labs, and that's where we see that the cross-pollination of know-how across different institutions happening.
And Your Excellency, who is this aimed at? I mean, it's open, from what we understand, to residents and to citizens, but I suppose it's open to people coming in to use the UAE as a base for research as well?
Absolutely. What we're looking to drive towards here in the UAE is to have the UAE as an open lab in a larger sense, and then where research is quite conducive in those. And we've seen the drive towards having that 10-year talent visa that also includes both scientists and engineers that will put quite a large value on utilizing those resources. Of course, I'd also like to point out those devices are high-precision devices. There's specific use requirements that are needed of those, and each institution has their own requirements that are imposed while utilizing a lot of these devices. But they're more than happy to collaborate and to basically push the boundaries and push the forefront of science in the UAE.
And Your Excellency, in what ways does this cut the cost of research? Because ultimately, when we're striving to develop and to find and investigate and research, it's expensive. So by working together, are we saving money and hope focus more on the research itself?
We've estimated that cost cuts could come up to 30%, and the reason for that is not having duplication infrastructure. Some research projects have up to 50% on just purchasing equipment to do their research on. This equipment is used like once a year, once every few years, so it's even underutilized equipment. It sometimes makes no sense for institutions to go ahead and invest in them because of the one lack of demand for it and lack of use. When we have different institutions sharing those platforms, you're able to create a larger impact per device and per infrastructure development and per investment. It makes investments more, it makes investment have more sense on the scale of the amount of research that is produced out of it.
It makes an awful lot of sense. Just a couple more questions. The focus, the direction, what scientific fields that you're considering, that you're looking at? And also, we've talked at some length about the kinds of equipment that might be offered, but exactly what kind of equipment, what kind of machinery might people be able to use?
So the equipment that's being utilized, some of them are for genetic testing, some of them are for testing electronic devices, some of them are also for production on various areas. The areas that we've put on the Open Labs is actually unrestricted. What we've requested from entities to put on the platform is devices that are expensive, so upwards of 500,000 dirhams, and also devices that are not utilized within the university itself. So the university is not fully utilizing the capacity that exists on those devices. And in that sense, enabling them, one, to better utilize those resources, and so science community.
And just finally, are there any particular scientific fields of research that you are hoping will be pursued within the labs and the database?
So within the launch of the database, what we're driving towards within the advanced sciences agenda is quite a few areas of sciences, and that's water, food, energy, and our air quality, and also better utilization in terms of material sciences for natural resources, and that's hydrocarbons and getting materials out of those. And also we have an implementation in the aerospace sector and also in the travel and logistics.
Thank you so much for joining us. Her Excellency Sara Al-Amiri is the Minister of State for Advanced Sciences. Your Excellency M. Ramadan Kareem.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
It's interesting, that, isn't it?
Yes, very.
It's a piece of news today. New initiative launched here in the UAE. So local researchers, and as you heard there, scientists from across the world, access to world-class laboratory equipment and outstanding infrastructure. And if makes a really, really good point. Lots of universities, institutions, scientific institutions can't afford to invest in a particular piece of machinery, a particular device to further research. If it's here, then it is going to cut the cost.
It, I know I reference these art places, but it really, that's what it reminds me of. You know, when
it,
you are
kind of similar in concept.
The concept is there. You know, lots of people who are really skilled coming together to use different parts of the facilities. I don't know if you were doing printing in one part. So it's really interesting, the fact that it's going to be shouldering the cost, and hopefully that means focus on the research itself.
And the other side to it as well, that is kind of almost a peripheral aspect, but it's a really important aspect as you look to the future. The UAE Platform for Scientific Labs is going to link all the major research institutions across the Emirates. Mm-hmm. And I guess they'll be looking further to the region as well.
Yes, indeed.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.